Recorded books and one-click digital present. Black man in a white coat. A doctor's reflections on race and medicine. By Damon Tweedy, MD. Narrated by Corey Allen. Introduction. On a spring morning in 1997, Jim Harper, a young man from Durham, North Carolina, woke up in his two-bedroom apartment with no clue that he would soon become gravely ill. The first signs of trouble seemed innocent enough. Some numbness on the right side of his face and in his right arm and hand, easily chalked up to having slept on that side of his body. He stumbled as he got out of bed, but figured he was simply tired from the previous day's shift, managing angry teens at a group home. His fiancée, Regina, asked him if he needed to see a doctor. He smiled and told her that she worried too much. Her anxiety ebbed as she went off to her job at Kmart, only to resurface when he didn't answer the phone during her lunch break. When Regina rushed home a few hours later at the end of her shift, she found Jim sprawled across their bathroom tile. His eyes were wide open, and he clearly recognized her, but his words were garbled. He couldn't tell her what was wrong or how long he'd been that way. She frantically dialed 911. Within a half hour of his arrival at the emergency department, after a neurological exam and rapid CT scan of his brain, it was clear what had transpired. Jim, just a few weeks shy of 40, had suffered a massive stroke. The doctors learned that Jim had high blood pressure that had been poorly treated, but found nothing else to account for his tragic fate. He had no heart problems, no clotting disorders, no aneurysms.